You're listening to a podcast from Victory. We are made complete in Christ. No more in week three of All and Nothing.
Okay, we continue in the third week, and here's a portion of scripture that we will focus on this morning in Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 to 15. But let me begin with verse 6. The Bible tells us here, therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. Sabihin ng walk. Okay, the Bible is implying, it's telling us that if we proclaim to be Christians and followers of Jesus, our lives, our lifestyle, the way we live our life, the way yung walk sinasabi doon yung lifestyle. Okay? Dapat nasa Kanya tayo in His will and in His ways. We honor Him as the captain of our ship. We honor Him as the boss, the loving leader of our lives. And that must be shown in the way we live. I got this Instagrammable quote that I want to share with you by Pastor Steve himself. I saw this in Facebook, and I could really relate in what he preached last week. And he said, it's not enough to merely teach about the preeminence or the greatness of Jesus, but we must also challenge the believers to practice repentance and a life of what? Of daily submission to His Lordship in all areas of life. I grew up in a Christian family, and you know, feeling natin kasi pag may close tayo sa mukhang close kay God, close na rin tayo kay God. And my dad was actually even right now a minister. He's a preacher, he's a pastor from other church movement. And I just grew in the family, in the Christian family, kami pong magkakapatid, knowing a small picture of Jesus. And I just learned that Jesus is Savior. I always hear that. And you know, yung preaching na pag tinanggap mo si Jesus bilang tagapagligtas, ligtas ka na. And you can be sure of that. Nothing can take that away. Which is true. But it has to to become a journey for me growing up. When I was 13 years old, when the gospel was preached again to me, and then I realized that Jesus is not just Christ, He's Lord. And so, nung nag-one-to-one na po ako, somebody's helping me in my walk with God, sinalinge ako, sabi niya, may verse dun sa Luke 2, verse 42, if I'm not mistaken, sabi dun, Jesus said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and you do not do what I'm telling you? It's a matter of obedience, a matter of living out His will. And Jesus further says, many on that day will tell me, Lord, Lord, did we not do this? Did we not do that? But Jesus will tell to them, sorry, I never knew you. And in fact, it was a moment for me to look in my walk with God. Lord, Christian ba talaga ako, Lord? O unggoy-ungguyan lang na Christian tong ginagawa ko? Lord, am I really in you already? Am I really changed? Have I understood and have I responded to who you are? And that was a moment of check for me. And I'm thankful for the people who established me in the faith. Let's continue in verse 7. Diba? Sabi niya dun sa verse, as you receive Christ the Lord, or as Lord, continue to walk in Him. In verse 7, rooted and built up in Him. Establish in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Alam niyo po, yung sinulat po kasi ito ni Paul again, in, for the believers in Colossae, they were beginning to receive add-ons and additions to the gospel. The gospel po kasi tells us that in Christ, by His grace alone, by faith alone, in Him, you are saved already. And there are these teachers, okay, na sinasabi, hindi, okay si Jesus, pero dapat may good works. Dapat complete attendance sa church. Dapat merong, alam mo yun, nagbabasa ka ng cover to cover ng Bible every day. Ang dami ng add-ons, di ba? Parang, and it's becoming, the gospel is becoming corrupted. But here was Paul, he was writing to them, hey, go back to what Epaphras taught you when he preached to you the gospel. Be rooted in that. Build your lives around the gospel. That in Christ, you know, Jesus plus nothing is indeed everything. He is everything. He is our good news. It's not about us, it's about Him. Because once you know that, that will set you free. to live a life that's new, a life that's for Him. Here's the picture, rooted. It's a picture of a tree that's deeply rooted in the soil. Okay, na talagang kahit anong bagyo pang dumating dyan, kahit orange, red, or whatever signal pa yung pag-asa, sabihin, di ba, you're not easily uprooted. There are a lot of teachings in the world. As you scroll through your Facebook feeds and Instagram pictures, there are a lot of, di ba, mga motivational speakers that will tell you, you are the captain of your ship. You are the author of your life. Okay, believe in you, you will achieve. Some are universally correct, okay, when it comes to wisdom. But again, if Jesus is not in the equation, okay, that's already a clue that it's not from Him. So it's a picture of a tree that's rooted. And the word there, no, sabi dito, build up. Naalala ko lang po yung, alam ko siguro, karamihan sa atin nakita ito, yung Viridian, di ba? It's being built right now here in Green Hills. So it's actually a picture of us as a church community that, like blocks, we are being built together to glorify God, to be a display of who He is to the watching world. Therefore, we must build ourselves in the gospel, being rooted in that, and being established in the truth of the gospel, that indeed Jesus, period, that's everything. No more add-ons, no subtractions. Here's a story. Here's a picture of me. Hindi pa uuso yung mga digital camera noon and mga phone na may smartness, a smartphone. May ability to. This was our victory weekend when I was a high school student. Pastor Dennis was the one who discipled me and my brother initially. That was my brother, Joshua. Okay, some know him as Coach Joshua, Coach JJ. But, you know, my point is this. No, we need people in our lives to walk us through this journey. Because there will be times that you know, as a believer, di ba parang may makikita ka pa, akala mo ikaw na yung pinaka-patient na tao sa mundo, di ba? Akala mo ikaw na yung pinaka-generous, pinaka-selfless. Pero you know what? Sumama ka sa victory group, sumama ka sa church community, mag-serve ka sa church. And dyan yung tension kasi mag-interface ka with other people who are saved by grace and, you know, are all in a journey of being more like Jesus. That's why it's important for us to have people who will walk us through, remind us of the truth, and disciple us. Kaya ho pa ulit-ulit ho kami na nagsasabi at nag-encourage sa bawat isa sa atin, if you are not yet part of a victory group, it's for your own good. We don't want you to miss out. Be part of one. Okay? Approach us after the service. That's our commitment. We'll help you. Okay? And we want you to walk this journey with us. And a lot of people are already responding to the gospel. You know, change has been here since Jesus, you know, proclaimed Himself. And a lot of people are being changed. Here are some pictures of our recent victory weekend. Okay? More and more changed lives. Some of them are stall owners sa Green Hills. Okay? Na nag-walking dito, na disciple, na engage. That's Pastor Ryan. And some are couples, you know, marriages being restored and families being strengthened. Grabe kasi, you know, they are rooted in the church community and being helped. Kasi hindi po talaga natin kaya tong buhay Kristiyano on our own. Another picture is Pastor Larry with some of our students getting their purpose and declaring to the world, I'm already new. That's actually the point of water baptism. It doesn't save us, but it's like a public declaration of an internal reality already. That you're already new. That you are raised up in Christ already. So we continue with the verses. The question for all of us is this. Diba? All these news, all these stories are good, but the question is, are we part of what God is doing? Are we part of the change, the advancement of the gospel? In the book of Colossians, in chapter 1, di ba nabasa natin that the good news is bearing fruit. Di ba? All around the world. I hope and I pray we're not missing out on that. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. We continue, see to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. Dami pong teachings like the secret. Diba? It tells you that you are the center of the universe and whatever you want to achieve, you will get it. Just have a clear picture of that. Post it on your wall. Okay, do chants. Diba? I can again. The whole universe will conspire itself
the elements nyo so that you would achieve.
May mga ganong teachings, yung parang, whoa, this is not of Christ, this is humanistic, centered on us, but we are not the center of the universe, the Bible says. Jesus is. It's not us. Dami pong philosophy, dami pong teachings that are contrary to the gospel. But if we know the gospel so well, pag meron palang strange teaching, parang kakaiba yan. Na nasasanay ka na. Ibig sabihin, mas nai-establish ka sa truth of the gospel. And that's our goal. We want to help you, you know, make that response and help you get established in the faith so that you would be able to serve the purpose for which you were created. Some of you are called in the business field to do a change in there. Some of you are called in the government. Some of you are called in the medical sphere of society, in the education. Marami ho, God has placed us where we are right now because He wants us to shine the gospel light wherever we are. Here's a picture of our Purple Book class. Purple Book is a tool where we help believers who went through Victory Weekend already, you know, to continue to learn how to read the Bible, how to study it for their own, how to answer the questions that they had before. It's important because if you are a believer and you don't have a Bible, I cannot believe. Why can you say you're a believer if you don't have a Bible? Because every Christian, every man and woman in church history, they had their own Bible, they took notes of what God was saying to them, and they acted on it. And they made a dent in their history. They made a change in their generation. So if you say you are in Christ, that Jesus is in you, read the Word. Continue to be rooted in that. And that's a class wherein we do the basic doctrines together. We study the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. It's really a good class. And you know, as one of the teachers, it brings me joy to see people growing their understanding of the Bible. Na hindi lang pala to pang mga ministro lang. Okay, this is for every believer. Pag pinag-aralan ho natin history ng Bible, ang dami nag-try na i-demolish yan, ang dami nag-try na igawing exclusive yan to control the people. But you know what? In the history as well, we will see that, you know, God used certain men and women to bring back the Word of God to all normal people like you and I. Because it's how we get to hear from God. That's the way we get to be established. And we are committed again to walk with you in your discipleship journey. Verse 9, in Him, in Christ, the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily. Lahat daw ng Godhood is in Christ. So that when you see Jesus, you see God. Okay, again, we are talking about who Jesus is. He's God, He's Lord. The fullness of deity dwells in Him bodily, and you have been filled. Everybody say filled. You have been filled in Him who is the head of all rule and authority. Nikki, earlier mentioned a verse in 1 Chronicles that's really talking about, it's a foreshadowing of Jesus. Di ba yung sabi doon, all authority, all glory, all victory. Di ba na-reveal tong God na to sa atin in the person and the life of Jesus. Therefore, yung God na binasa natin sa Old Testament is actually Jesus Christ. Pag nakita si Jesus, hey, this is the Lord who created everything. And you know, in light of who He is, dahil maliit tayo. Because Jesus is big, He's not small. Jesus is bigger than, you know, how our minds could comprehend that. And the Bible tells us here that we are filled in Him. Ibig sabihin, in other translations, you are complete in Christ. You no longer need to add good works or devotion or even penitentia, you know, just for you to be sure of your salvation, just for you to be accepted and filled in Him. The picture of being filled in Him is like a ship that's ready to go on a voyage. Andiyan na lahat ng pagkain na kailangan niya, andiyan na lahat ng mga skilled men to run the ship. And it's like us in this journey, in the walk that we have here on earth. We have what it takes to be victorious. We have what it takes to preach the gospel, to help other people, and to be of value to them. Because we have been united with Christ. And therefore, Christ who has everything, you know, we are connected with that. And here's the main message I want us to take this morning. That in Christ, you are complete. From A to Z. Okay, parang ano lang yun. But that's the truth. Wala kang kulang, kapatid. If you are in Christ, you are complete. You are approved. You are accepted. You are affirmed. And you are celebrated. Knowing this, okay, will secure you so that in times that you volunteer and nobody taps you at the back, nobody recognizes you, okay lang. God has already approved of me. I'm complete in Christ. Nag-post ka, walang nagla-like, diba? May isang nag-like lang, nanay mo pa. Okay lang. It's not your identity. You're just sharing something in social media. That's from you, diba? Hindi naman goal maraming likes eh. Hindi naman goal maraming following. Because many people think that, you know, their identity is on the fame, is on the influence, about the money and the relationships. Those are good. And those are good platforms. But again, it's not for our name, but it's for God. And we should not look for our identity there. Here's a picture of the puzzle that my wife and I have been trying to build for about 3 years already. 1,000-piece puzzle of this place that, you know, sana in our lifetime we get to visit. So we started doing it nung mag-un pa lang po kami, MU, mag-un. Anyway, we para ano, di ba? Parang planado talaga yung date time para. Tapos, we started doing that, so nagawa na namin yung gilid. Ganun pala yung technique, no? Yung frame muna, and then yung may picture. Doon na kami sa may color blue na part, which is mahirap. And marami yung nangyari, no? Na natabunan ko siya ng ano namin, ng bed, nasira ulit siya, inayos ko ulit, mga away batin, hindi mo ako tinutulong. Anyway, that's not the point. But for me, dumating kami sa point na kahon na lang ulit natin. Feeling ko kasi what? Feeling ko may kulang. Baka naghirap pa tayo tapos hindi natin matapos. So, alam mo yung ganun, may missing piece. Parang, minsan maraming tao, alam mo yun, tinapon na nila yung walk nila, yung journey nila with Christ because feeling nila, it's not enough. Kulang pa yung ginawa ni Jesus. Siguro dapat may kailangan pa akong gawin. Siguro meron pang second Messiah. Okay? Meron pang third Messiah. Meron pang kailangan akong paniwalaan na pasugo. Or meron pa akong kailangan na appointed son of God na kailangan pang paniwalaan. Hey, Christ is enough already. What He's done is finished. It's powerful. He is all supreme and He's all sufficient. Wala na akong kailangan idagdag sa ginawa niya. In verse 11, in Him, in Christ, also you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands. By putting off the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Anong pinag-usapan dito? Okay? Yung circumcision ho kasi in Jewish culture, it's a mark of a covenant relationship. So, ibig sabihin, di ba si Abraham, nung nagkaroon siya ng covenant kay God, o yung anak mo, circumcise mo as a sign of our covenant. Ibig sabihin, in your journey, I will bless you, I will always be with you. It's a sign that you have a relationship with God. You know, the Bible is telling us more than the physical mark and a sign is actually something that Jesus does to us in our hearts internally through Jesus, through the Holy Spirit. The circumcision of Christ. That when a person repents of his sin, realizes who God is, turns away from sin, and turns to faith in Christ, in the gospel of grace, you know, he becomes a new creation. And therefore, Jesus, the cross, that's the mark of our covenant with God. So the first thing I want to share as we go through this portion of scripture in verse 12, I'm going to share three things that assures us of this fullness in Christ. Let me just read verse 12. Having been buried with Him in baptism, in which you were also raised with Him through faith, in the powerful working of God who raised Him from the dead. Now the Bible is telling us that if you are united already with Christ, if you have a covenant relationship with God through the gospel, through Jesus, okay, ito po yung ginawa ni God sa atin. Nagkakaroon ng new self. Nagkakaroon ng new nature. Nagkakaroon ng pagbabago from the inside out. Hindi ka pinipilit magbasa ng Bible. Ikaw mismo parang, bakit gusto ko magbasa? Kailangan makilala ko pa si Jesus. May new desires, new passions, new perspective. Because that's actually what happens when a person truly encounters Jesus. Yun yung tinatawag na born again, quote unquote, born again experience. Hindi ka papasok sa womb ng nanay mo, but in the spirit, something new happened. Diba? That's what we're singing actually this morning. The old is gone, the new has come, about the new self. Pastor Ryan and I, just yesterday during lunchtime, after Empowering Leaders event here, we had lunch with some of our leaders. And ito hong leader natin na to, owner of a company, dami na niyang dinadala. Na-save lang siya nung February of this year. And yung kapatid niya, yung mga pinsa nila, dadala nila sa church. And tuwang-tuwa siya, she was sharing how she, from her own eyes, saw the transformation of her brother, who was a womanizer, who was a drug addict. And ito, he was already facing charges and he was about to get imprisoned. And you know, during that time when she shared the gospel, the guy repented and is working on things legally. You know what? Isa sa mga mark ng manghang-manghahu siya is that this guy, every time he wakes up, hindi po ito makakapagkape without sharing a curse. Or hanggat hindi siya nakapagmura, hindi siya makakape. Di ba parang makatila yung bibig niya, gusto lang magmura. Lahat ng sentence niya, comma, period, may mura. Urap, tap, 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 tap. Pero ngayon, parang sa, ito mismo kapatid ko, parang bakit ganun? Siya mismo yung na-offend, siya mismo yung nagki-cringe pag nakakarinig siya nagmumura sa company namin, sa factory. Parang siya yung parang, alam yun, may something wrong. Siyempre, alam niya kung saan nanggagaling iba, but yung mga tao na yun, nung nakita yung pagbabago sa buhay niya, sila mismo pag kasi nakita nila yung change. There was a transformation that happened inside out. And people see that. And that's actually what God does to us if we are already in Christ. In verse 13, the Bible tells us, "And you were dead in your trespasses and uncircumcision of your flesh." Everybody say dead. You know what? The heart of the problem is the problem of the heart. And the problem that we all have is that we're all dead. We're not just sinful, we're dead to the things of God. That's why we don't respond. That's why we just, you know, get into a religion but doesn't really have a change in our lives. Because the issue here is we're all dead to the things of God. And God, through the gospel, as we hear it, you know, has to do His work for us to encounter Him, so that when we encounter Him, the Bible tells us, what? God will make us alive together with Him. And there's no other way but the gospel. It makes us alive. Okay, the goal of the gospel is not to turn bad people to good people, but to make dead people live. Live in the things of God. Live in this new life. Live out for His purposes. He has forgiven us all our trespasses, canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. The Bible is telling us, hindi lang po tayo binigyan ni God ang new self, He's given us a new status. We are forgiven and redeemed. In Christ, we are forgiven and redeemed of all our sins, past, present, even future. Again, if sin is a lifestyle, it's, you know, that's a question mark. But what I'm saying is, di ba, we still sin every day. Yung mga hindi natin sinasadya in our thoughts, in our hearts. That's why our lives should be a life of repentance. Sabi po ni Martin Luther, a key church figure in the church history, sabi niya sa 95 Theses niya, that all of life of a believer should be that of repentance. Ibig sabihin, if you are really a Christian, di ba, you would live in a posture of repentance and faith. So that every time you are corrected, every time you encounter a truth in the Word, every time you are convicted by the Holy Spirit, di ba, because you're under His Lordship, you submit. And Lord, I repent, and I, Lord, by faith, God, walk in Your ways. We must be living in a lifestyle, knowing that we have a new status. And you know what? Knowing these truths, this status, enables us to, you know, live a life that's, again, centered on Jesus. The picture is this. We're all condemned. We're all going to, you know, be judged because of our sins. But because of what Christ has done for us, bam, bam, we have been declared forgiven and redeemed. He has set aside the charge against us. All the sins, all the thoughts, all the desires that are not right, He has dealt with that. Sabi po sa verse 15, last verse. This He set aside, nailing it to the cross. Lahat po ng listahan ng mga kasalanan natin. And He disarmed rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in Christ. Third point, He has given us a new standpoint. From a standpoint of selfishness, of thinking that life is all about us, and I'm here for people to serve me, I'm the center of the universe. From a standpoint of the gospel, when we realize that it's not about us, that it's about Jesus, that whatever challenge I face, I am with God. His presence goes before me. He surrounds me. He's a shield around me. So that when I am tempted, I know I can be victorious because I am in a new position. It's a position of victory. What Christ has done for us enables us to be victorious in every area of life. Sabi dun sa verse, di ba? On the cross, pinahiya ni Jesus ang kaaway. Parang yung kausap po kasi dito, the language was like a Roman army who just got back to their own land from war. Okay? Ganun pala yun. Hindi lang nila kagad, di ba? Pagpasok nila, syempre, celebration. Ah, yay! Victorious! You have returned! Diyan yung army natin. Kasama nila yung king ng kalaban nila. Ipapahiya nila, ipaparada nila dun sa kanilang bayan bago nila i-execute. So the same way, when Jesus, you know, died on the cross and was raised to life, it was like an open shame to the devil, to the evil one. Proclaiming that your plans against Jesus, it was thwarted. You are not strong enough in the grace of God. Therefore, whatever struggle, whatever sinful habit, whatever is keeping us apart from fully walking with Christ, you know, as believers, knowing that we have a new standpoint, that we are complete, you know, we can win. We can demolish it. We can uproot it. We can command the enemy. You know what? We have a toothless enemy. Matapang lang yan. Nag-rar-rar lang yung leon na yan, pero wala siyang ngipin. He cannot hurt us. That's why we must live a life of victory. Because in Christ, He's given us new self. He's given us new status, and He has given us a new standpoint. We're seeing things in a position of victory. So that when there's challenge, when there's opposition, we take our stand, rooted and built up in Him, and we fight, claim the victory in Christ, which Christ has already won for us. Again, in Christ, you are complete. You don't have to add on it. And knowing that you are complete in Christ, we can apply the verses we've read in the beginning that, you know, as you receive Christ the Lord, you can walk continuously with Him. Because we are complete in Christ, we are enabled to continue to live victoriously for Him. If you know what He has done for you, if you know who He is for you, in the next weeks that we're going through the book of Colossians, when we encounter an instruction, when we encounter the will of God, we could obey. Why? Because God did this for me, therefore I'm enabled to obey. If you know what He's done for you, you will be empowered to do what He's telling you to do. But if you don't know that, you'll just be stuck in a religion, trying to do something that you really can't do in your nature because you're not yet right with Him. But I'm pleading with all of us here, if you are here and you're not yet right with God, you are not in Christ, you've never really experienced victory over sin, oppression, victory over old habits, and you know, yung new self na pinoproclaim natin, here's good news for us. Thanks be to God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He gives us victory by overcoming the old self, giving us a new one, transferring us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, from being dead in our sins, now being alive in Christ. God has given us the victory. Can we all bow down our heads and pray? Father, Lord, we thank You for reminding us of these great truths, that indeed, Lord, we don't have to add on what You have done for us. And knowing that, Lord God, cause us to be empowered to say no to sin. And cause us, Lord God, to be, Lord, vigilant in killing sin in our lives continually, Lord, in progressing in our faith with You, so that we would continue, God, to, Lord, display and represent You well in our marriages, in our families, in our campuses, in our businesses. Lord, continue to sanctify us with the truth. Lord, You are the truth. You're all we need. You're not just a good example, but You are our power. so that we could make right the things that are not right.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.